sense of a longer shiur. Since the parshiyos of Lech Lecha and Vayera are psukim in them that serve as the sources for the mitzvah of milah, so I thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the interesting shailas that come up related to the mitzvah of milah. The Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Chaf Tes writes that there are three different levels for the chiyuv, the obligation of the mitzvah of milah. The first one who's chayiv in milah is the father of the child, like the pasuk says, "Vayomel Avram es Yitzchak beno ben shmonas yamim." There's an obligation on the father to give a bris milah to his child. Says the Gemara, there are other psukim that teach us that if there is no father, let's say the father passed away, the father is not around, so then there's an obligation on Beis Din, an obligation on Kol Yisrael. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael has to give a bris milah to this child. And thirdly, if Klal Yisrael didn't give the bris milah, if the father didn't give the bris milah, so then when the child becomes a gadol, he has to ensure, he has to see to it that he gets a bris milah. Three levels of chiyuv: the father, Beis Din, so to speak, the tzibur, and the individual himself. What happens if a father doesn't know how to do the bris milah himself? He can't, he just doesn't know. He doesn't have the experience, he doesn't have the expertise to do the bris milah. So we know that he gets a moil. He appoints a moil to do the bris milah for him. So the question is, what does that mean? Is the moil really doing the bris milah for the father? Is he really the shliach of the father? Or do we say that the father can't do the bris milah himself, so then he gives up his mitzvah? Can't, there's nothing he can do. So basically what he's saying is he's getting the moil because all of Klal Yisrael, now I'm a chuyav to give a bris milah to this child, and the moil, as a part of Klal Yisrael, is doing his own mitzvah. He's not doing the mitzvah of the father. He's not a shliach of the father, but he has a mitzvah as part of Klal Yisrael to do the bris. Do we say that there's shlichus in the mitzvah of milah, just like shlichus in other areas of Torah? Like if a person wants to marry a woman, he can make a shliach to be mekadesh le'isha, or to be megarish his wife, or he can make a shliach to shecht a karban on his behalf. So too, the father can make a shliach to do the bris milah for his child. But do we say, no, there's no such thing as shlichus by a bris milah? If the father can't do the bris milah himself, so then he relinquishes his rights to the mitzvah, and now the moil or anyone else, any member of Klal Yisrael, can do the bris and be yotze their own mitzvah. They're not being motzi the father. What's enough gemina? He's going to have to get someone anyway, right? Or someone else is going to do the mitzvah. Does it really matter if he's doing it as a shliach of the father or not? The father's getting schar or not? Is the only enough gemina whether in Shamayim the father's going to get schar for his own mitzvah? So some of the posts can point out, no, there actually is enough gemina. Let's say the father knows how to do the bris milah, but he wants to be mechabit someone else. There's a choshev erav that came into the town and was invited to the bris, and the father wants to be mechabit him. His Rebbe, let's say, he wants to be mechabit this individual. So, be'emes, he really shouldn't be mechabit him anyway. There's a Mishnah, the Gemara in Kiddushin, as a principle that mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. It's better for a person to be mechabit a mitzvah themselves than with a shliach. So really, he shouldn't be mechabit that person. But is it also to be mechabit that person? Okay, it's better for him to do the mitzvah himself. But is it also to be mechabit the person? Or is it mutter, it's just better for him to do it himself? That's a major machlokas in the post. The Dakemosh in Yoredeya quotes the Or Zeruah. This is the Dakemosh in Simin Reish Samach Dalet Sikot Malik. The Or Zeruah wants to suggest that it's also for a father who knows how to do the bris milah to be mechabit someone else to do the bris. Because by doing that, he's going to be mafsid the mitzvah. If he does the mitzvah himself, then he gets his own mitzvah. But if he tells someone else to do it, then he's losing his mitzvah. And the Dakei Moshe disagrees and says, what's the Or Zeruah talking about? We know shlucha shel adam kemosa. So the father can make someone else into a shliach. And when you make someone else into the shliach, then you get the schar. It relates back to you. The maaser relates back to you. So it shouldn't be also for him to be mechabit someone else. Maybe it's better for him to do it himself. But let's say, I don't know, he wants to be mechabit someone else. Is it absolutely also? Is he mafsid his mitzvah? Comes to Dak Moshe, he's not mafsid his mitzvah. Because shlucha shel adam kemosa. So clearly the Dak Moshe is assuming that there is shlichus by the mitzvah of milah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says as well. The Mechaber also seems to say like that. In Simen Reish Samachay Siftes, the Mechaber says that the Avi HaBen stands by the Moel, Lahodia Shehu Shlucho, to tell the Moel that he's a Shliach. The Mechaber also seems to say that there is a concept of Shlichos by Mila. And that's what the father of the son, he stands by the Moel and he tells him, if you get close in the bris, you'll hear the Moel turns to the father and says, do you put me as a Shliach? Right before he does the bris, right before he makes a bracha, he turns to the father and says, appoint me as a shliach. And the father says, I hereby appoint you as a shliach. What's he say? He's being mekayim, the mechaber. The mechaber says that the father appoints the moel as a shliach, and the moel is the shliach of the father. That's how the Dakim Moshe learns that shluchah shlan kamoza can apply to mila. Apparently, what the Or Zeruah is assuming is that shlichas doesn't apply to mila. And because shlichas doesn't apply to mila, if the father taka knows how to do the bris himself, he shouldn't give it up to someone else. He can't give it up to someone else. He'll be matzah the mitzvah. It's also to give it up to someone else. This shita that there's no shlichas by mila is known as the shita of the shach. The shach in Choshe Mishpat, of all places. And Simon Shin Pei Beis. He's talking about this idea that if you steal a mitzvah from someone else, then you have to pay him for it. You have to pay 10 zehuvim. Right? That's what the Gemara in Chulin has, that if you steal a mitzvah, someone's mitzvah, and you steal it from him, right? If he has a mitzvah to be mechaseh the dam, he does a shechita, and there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam, and you're mechaseh the dam, so you have to pay him 10 zehuvim. So the Shach is discussing, let's say the father appointed someone to do the bris for him, and then a different moel came and did the bris. He ran in, you know, he jumped in. It doesn't happen that frequently. But let's say another person jumps in and says, you know, I'm a moel too, and he jumps in and he does the bris before the moel was able to do it. So does he have to pay the 10 zehuvim to the moel, to the first moel who was appointed by the father? So that relates to this question. If we assume that the mitzvah really still is the father's, and he can choose which moel he wants to be his shliach, so then the second moel would have to pay the 10 zehuvim because he's stealing the mitzvah from the moel. He's stealing the mitzvah from the father even, right? But if we assume that there is no shlichas by mila, so once the father came through the bris, he's relinquishing his hold on the mitzvah, then it's anyone's mitzvah. It's the first moel's mitzvah, second moel's mitzvah. It's anyone's mitzvah, so he's not stealing any mitzvah from anyone else. Why should there be shlichas by the mitzvah mila, or perhaps no shlichas by the mitzvah mila? So the Ktos HaChoshen, there in Shin Pei Beis, explains based on a Tosis Vidin Kiddushin, that maybe there's no such thing as shlichus by mitzvot shebegufa. Mitzvot that a person does with his guf, putting on tefillin, and other things, right? Mitzvot that a person does with his guf, you can't have shlichus for that. Why not? What's the problem? So some explain that, what does shluchos shel adam kamoso tell me? What does shlichus accomplish? If a person makes someone a shliach to be mekayem shenisha, so what's he accomplishing? So the simple way of looking at shlichus is that all that he accomplishes is that the chalos kiddushin relates back to him, right? The shliach is not the one who's married to the woman. The woman is married to the mishaleach. So the chalos kiddushin relates back to him. But the maisa kiddushin, that's not the maisa of the mishaleach. The maisa kiddushin is the maisa of the shliach. It's just if the shliach does the maisa, then that kiddushin, the chalos kiddushin, can relate back to the mishaleach. If that's the way that you understand shlichus, so then it's clear that by mitzvah, shlichus is not gonna help, right? Because the mitzvah shebegufa, is that you have to do the maisa. If you don't do the maisa, you're not doing the mitzvah. Right? Would you think that Reuven could sit in the sukkah for Shimon? It's ridiculous. Shimon has to sit in the sukkah himself. So to fulfill a mitzvah shebegufa, he's got to do it himself. So if the mitzvah of mila is a mitzvah on the father to do the maisa mila begufo, so then he can't make a shliach for that. Shlichus works if you have to relate the chalos back to someone. Right, so the chalos relates back to the individual who makes the shliach. The chalos doesn't relate back to the shliach. The shliach does the maisa, but the chalos relates back. But in the case of mitzvah shebegufo, the mitzvah is to do the maisa. So if shlichus is not going to relate the maisa back to the mishaleach, so it'll turn out he's not going to be yotze the mitzvah. So it could be that's what the Or Zeruah was having in mind, right? The Or Zeruah claims that there's no shlichus by mila. He assumes that shlichus doesn't relate the maisa back to the mishaleach. So if it doesn't relate the maisa back to the mishaleach, then the father is not going to be yotze through shlichus. What the Dake Moshe and the Shulchan Aruch are assuming is that shlichus perhaps relates even the maisa back to the mishaleach. So if it relates the maisa back to the mishaleach, then through the maisa of the shlichus, through the maisa of the moel, the father is going to be able to be yotze. Okay, this is a machlokas harishon, whether there's a concept of shlichus in the context of mila. Who is kosher to do the bris mila, to be the moel? So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch whether a woman is kshera to do the bris mila, whether a guy is kosher to do the bris mila. The chatchil, you're supposed to get a Yisrael? Obviously, you're supposed to get a Yisrael to do the bris mila. What happens if b'dieved the guy does the bris mila? So you would say, who's going to get a guy to be the moel? So we're not talking about a bris mila, you know, in the classical sense. But let's say you have a non-observant Jew, and you're in a hospital setting, so there are many, most, Yeah, I'm not sure about the metzias, but I think circumcision is pretty common in the hospital. They think that medically it's good for the children. So if you have a resident there, you have a doctor who's a non-Jew, the doctor does the circumcision, and then the child grows older. His parents, you know, his parents were fine with it, but the parents didn't really understand what was going on over there. They realized that there was a mitzvah. Then the child grows older, and he realizes there's a mitzvah of bris milah, becomes a Well, tshuva, and he wants to know, does he have to do something? Do what? But he can't, it's already cut off, what's he supposed to do? So there's a concept called hatofas dam bris, that sometimes when a bris milah is not done properly, then we take a little bit of blood from the makom hamila, and that takes the place of the bris milah. So the question is, if the goy did the bris milah in the hospital, does the person need hatofas dam bris when he becomes a galo? Does he have to have a hatofas dam bris? That's a machlokas, mechaber amod, the mechaber says that b'dieved, if a guy does a bris milah, there's no need to have hatavas dam bris. And the Ramah says that there is a chiyav hatofa. There is a chiyav hatofa in that case. You have to take a little, you poke a little bit, and you motzi dam from the makom hamilah, and that takes the place of the bris milah. Ramah says it doesn't take the place of the bris milah. That's a whole discussion unto itself. Some of the mefarshim explain what hatavas dam bris does is, the truth is, the mitzvah of milah is composed of cutting off the arla and being motzi dam bris. Hatavas dam bris could be an extra element of the mitzvah milah. So even if you can't be mekayim the ikka mitzvah milah because the arlis is cut off, but you could still be make the dam bris. If you assume that the bris was done bipsul, you still would need hatavas dam bris, and that's what the mechaber holds. Excuse me, that's what the Ramah holds. The Ramah says that you have to be made of dam bris. The mechaber says that you don't have to be made of dam bris b'diyavin. If the guy did the bris milah, there's no need to have hatavas dam bris. What's the din by an isha? So by an isha, even the Ramah would say that you don't need hatavas dam bris. There's a discussion in the Gemara. There are different reasons given for why a guy might be posel for bris milah. The pasuk says himol yimol. So there's a drosh in Chazal hamol yimol. The one who has a bris milah should do the milah. The one who has a bris milah should do the ma'isa milah for someone else. That's one pasuk. Says the guy doesn't have a bris milah, so he can't do the bris milah for someone else. Now the other pasuk is Achaz Brisi Sishma. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, you should fulfill my bris. It's only someone who's bichlal the bris, bichlal the mitzvah of milah. Only that individual can do the bris milah for someone else. So the Gemara says the nafkamina is isha, himol yimol. If you say hamol yimol, so a woman is like she has the bris milah, since she's not going to get the bris milah. It's like she's gemalt. It's like she has the bris milah, so she is a mol. Not physically. She doesn't have a. They didn't do a bris milah on her, but it's as if she's bechlal the milah, that she had a bris milah done to her, because she's command the mehila damya, says the Gemara. But if it's learned out of the pasuk ve'ata es brisi sishmar, she doesn't have a mitzvah here. She doesn't have a chiyav to do the bris milah. So if she doesn't have a chiyav to do the bris milah, she's not bechlal achas brisi sishmar. So then she'd be psula. So the Akam, according to either one of these reasons, the Akam is pasul, but the Nafkamina between these two reasons is Isha. There's another Makkah, there's another source to say that an Akam is kosher, and that's why the Machaber says that if the Akam does the Bris Milah, you don't have to do Hatavas Dam Bris, because maybe the Akam Taka is kosher. But we see from here that a woman is always better than an Akam. A woman is always on a better level than an Akam. There's one sheet that says that even though an Akam is pasul, the woman is Ksheira. So comes the Ramah and says that even if you need Hatavas Dam Bris, if the Goy does the Bris Milah, but if a woman does Hatavas Dam Bris, then there's no need. If the woman does the Bris Milah, then there's no need to have Hatavas Dam Bris. But the evidence kosher, even if you say Lechatchila, you should get a Yisrael Zohar to do the Bris Milah. But the evidence, if the woman did the Bris Milah, it's Kshayra and you would not need Hatavas Dam Bris. So what's the Nafkamina? Let's say a woman is a pediatrician in the hospital, and she knows that this child is a Jewish child from non-observant parents. And the choice is whether she should do the bris milah or the other resident, the other doctor, the non-Jewish doctor should do the bris. So there might be an inyan for the woman to do the bris milah, because b'diavad, her bris milah taka is a bris, and there wouldn't be any need to do atavas dam bris later, as opposed to the bris milah of the guy. But if he does the bris, then there will be a problem later. According to the Ramah, they'll have to do atavas dam bris on this baby. So it's a strange circumstance. You talk about what a woman doing a bris milah. A guy doing a bris milah, what kind of, most Moalim that we hire are not the guy, right? You're not going to hire a guy or a woman to do the bris, no, but there could be a circumstance where it's taka lemaisa. The Shiloh was there. Someone asked me the Shiloh a number of years ago that they knew a woman who was a resident in pediatrics in the hospital, and she wanted to know, is there any value in her pushing ahead to try to do the circumcisions of the Jewish children, or should she, it doesn't really matter whether she does it or someone else does it, it's not going to work anyway. So I think the answer is Taka does pay. If she can do the circumcisions on the Jewish babies, then Taka, you'll eliminate the need to do a Hatavas Davis later when the child becomes a Gola. Yes?
Would she say a bracha on that?
So that I wouldn't do, because since it's a suffix if she's ksheira or not, so then I wouldn't make a bracha on it. But it would be better, because according to one shita, she really is ksheira, and because of that shita, the Rama says, b'di'evit, you wouldn't have to do a hatavas damis. And finally, one of the interesting kibbutim that we have at a bris milah is the kibbut of a sandak. Right? Sandak, well, familiar? The sandak holds the baby for the bris milah. The Ramon Yerodea quotes a very interesting minik. In Simin Reish Samachay Sif Yud Aleph, the Ramah quotes to Rabbeinu Peretz that one shouldn't give the kibbut of sandak to the same person more than once in one family. Are you familiar with such a minhag? Many people know this minhag. That you should, let's say a person has four boys, one after the other, right? So you should be mechabit a different person to be the sandak at the bris milah of each one of these children. Don't have the same person do it. Have different people be the sandak. You could have one person be the moel by all four babies, but you should have a different person hold the baby at each time. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz. What's this based on? The Mefarshim explain that a sandak is like a maktik toris. Chazal have a medrash that they compare the sandak to someone who brings toris on the mizbech. And the rule in the Beis HaMikdash was that a maktik toris did so only once in his lifetime. The Kohen who brought the toris did so only once. Why? Because the toris is a schooler for Ashirus. And somehow there's a connection that someone who brings Ketores is guaranteed that he'll become wealthy. And they wanted to spread the wealth around. So they didn't want one coin to bring the Ketores more than once in his life. Wow. Talk about a special, you think of a tefillah, a special tefillah that you do just once. This is an avoda that a coin did only once in his lifetime. He brought the Ketores only once. So since the sandak is like a maktik Ketores, and when it comes to Ketores, we don't want someone to bring the Ketores more than once, so therefore the sandak only does it once. That's the Ramo, the Rabbeinu Peretz quoted by the Ramo. So the Vilna Gaon in the Bira Agroa says he doesn't really think that this is correct, that this minig is really correct. Why? He says, first of all, no one said that there's any problem with being a sandak for two different mishpachas. Right? The whole minig is that you shouldn't be a sandak for one father, right? For one mishpacha. So if the whole idea is that the sandak is like a maktik toris, so we want to spread the wealth around, so then a person shouldn't be able to be a sandak more than once in his life. It shouldn't matter, right? For one mishpacha, it doesn't matter if it's two mishpachas or three mishpachas, he shouldn't be able to do it more than once. That's the first time of the growth. What's more, he says, we don't find that people become wealthy from being a sandak. So, it's not like the ktoris. Okay, there's this connection to the ktoris, but it doesn't seem like that's the reason why you shouldn't be a sandak twice. Doesn't seem like the connection to the Ketores is really the reason. Even though that's what some of the poskim quote, that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz quotes. But says the Gemara, that couldn't be the reason. Ella, what it is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has its savah to his children, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. And this is part of his savah. What's the reason? It's unclear what the reason is, but that's his savah. So if you follow all of his savahs, so then you can follow this. But if you don't follow his savah, so then you're not mechuyav to follow this, says the Gemara. I saw the Svarim quote from the Nod Yehuda that in Poland they weren't makbid on this minig, that someone shouldn't be a sandik more than once. But rather they would give to the Rav of the community. The Rav of the community would be a sandik by every single bris. So the Nod Yehuda says if they gave to the Rav of the community, obviously they're not choshish for this Ramah. So you don't have to be so choshish for the Ramah. You can follow the position of the Vilna Gaon. So others say that's no raya, what the Nod of Yehuda quotes from Poland that they gave to the Rav Ha'ir, that's no raya. The Chasam Sofer says that's not a stira to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Because the halacha by Ketores is that if the Kohen Gadol wants to bring the Ketores, he can bring it any time. The Kohen Gadol is notah chelek barosh. He always takes the first chelek. He can get whatever he wants from the Karbanos. So similarly, he can be makta Ketores anytime he wants. So the Rav Ha'ir is like the Kohen Gadol. So you can't bring a raya from the Rav Ha'ir that because he's the sandak every single time, that a person who's not the Rav Ha'ir could be a sandak multiple times. Maybe taka for the other people. We should apply the rule of Ketores, that we don't do it more than once. So there's a big back and forth whether this minig really does apply or doesn't apply. Someone asked me a shaila a number of months ago, a former Talmud, Taka has many boys. And he was Mechabed, his grandfather, and other people. It was his father, I think his father and his father-in-law. And now he just had his fourth boy. He wants to know what to do, since he doesn't have anyone else to be Mechabed. So what should he do? So we originally decided that he was going to be Mechabed, the Rav of the Kehila where he's at. But I think then the Rav couldn't come. So then he calls me up frantically the day before the Ritz, and he says, what do I do? I have no one to be Mechabed. I mean, I could be Mechabed, I'm a person, but I feel funny doing that. So I told him, you could be Mechabed, the grandfather, Nachama. It's okay. You can be Mechabed, the grandfather, there's nothing wrong with it. The Ramah says that one shouldn't do that. Right? One shouldn't be Mechabed, one person, multiple times in a single mishpacha. But there are others that disagree. So in an extenuating circumstance where you don't have someone to be Mechabed, l'chora, there's room to be Mekel. To say that you could take a chashiva person, that's a chashivas for the grandfather to get the kibbutz. So it's I think it's okay b'di'evet in such a circumstance to be mechabed at the same person multiple times in one mishpacha to be the sandik for the priest.